how should we pray when we see the deities? Prabhupada gave a very amazing definition of Krishna consciousness. Of course, he gave different definitions at different times. In one lecture, he says, how do you know that you are Krishna conscious? He said, when you go in front of Krishna in the temple, and if you feel that Krishna is saying to you, Krishna is asking you, what are you doing for me? If you feel that Krishna is asking you, what are you doing for me? Then you are Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada gave a very practical action calling conception. He is not saying that, oh, always think of Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. Yes, that is there. But Prabhupada's explanation was always very down to earth. We have a relationship with Krishna, and love means we want to do something for Krishna. We want to do something for him. So in general, when we go in front of Krishna, there are various things we can pray. Of course, there are some standard prayers from scriptures we can memorize and recite. Like we have Govinda Madhi Purusham, which is recited usually at the darshan after. Along with that, we can memorize some verses and we can pray. But it is good to have something, some element in our prayer which is directly related with our life. That means if we are rendering some service to Krishna, then already our emotion, our consciousness, our thought is invested in that. And then when we connect that with Krishna, it becomes much easier to put our heart into that prayer. So we want to not just pray to Krishna as a ritual, but we want to put our heart into that prayer. So that means, firstly, as I said, if we are serving Krishna in some way, we can offer prayers to Krishna about that. So Krishna, now I am doing this service, this was what I was able to do, and this is what, now if I am going to give a class, when I go in front of the deities, I am okay, now please give me the details so that I can speak properly. Whatever service we are going to do, we can pray connected with that. And if we put good thought in our service, the more specific a thing, the stronger is the emotion that we generate. That means, now if we just see an outline sketch of someone, okay, that is some person. But then if we see more and more specific details, then we say, oh, this is my old friend. Then some emotions are awake. So in general, the more specific a thing is, the stronger are the emotions associated with it. So similarly, when we are offering prayers also, the more specific a prayer is, the more intense, the stronger it will be. He says, Krishna, please let me always remember you. That's a good prayer. But then if there are certain situations when we struggle to remember Krishna, when we feel tempted, then if we pray regarding that temptation, that specific situation, then the emotion in that prayer will be more. We will actually feel the urgency for the need of Krishna. And that bhava which comes in, Krishna says, yetha mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyam. That as all people surrender to me, Krishna says, I reciprocate. So the more intensity of the emotion that is there in our prayer, the more will be Krishna's reciprocation. Now sometimes, some devotees are afraid to pray to Krishna. Because we feel that if I pray to Krishna, and Krishna doesn't respond to my prayer, then my faith in him will get disturbed. So better let me not pray. This is one obstacle in prayer. Another obstacle can be that we may think that, oh, I am meant to become a pure devotee. So I should not pray to Krishna for material things. And both these conceptions can actually impede our prayer life. I'll talk about both of them briefly. First is that, or let me take the second first, that should we not pray to Krishna about our material life? No. Yes, we want to become pure devotees, but we can't become pure devotees without becoming devotees. And being a devotee means having a relationship with Krishna. So having a relationship with someone means that, you know, if something is burdening our heart, we share that heart's burden with someone whom we have a close relationship. So even if something is in our material life which is burdening us, we can always share that with Krishna. Now offer Krishna, this is what is worrying me very much now, my job, my career, my family, my son, my daughter, my spouse, whatever it may be. Now we can certainly offer that prayer to Krishna, and then Krishna, whatever is your will, give me the strength to act accordingly. Prabhupada was asked at one time, what is the best prayer that we can offer? Prabhupada said, he gave different answers at different times. One time he said that, we should pray to Krishna, give me always the strength to serve you. Give me always the strength to serve you. So now, talking about our specific situation, can, as I said, bring more intensity into our prayer. It can also unburden us. Because we are entrusting that problem to Krishna, and Krishna's hands are supremely competent hands. That itself will give us a sense of relief, of being unburdened. Now yes, is this not pure devotional service? Not necessarily. No, in Bhakti Samasundu's commentaries, the Acharyas analyze that when Draupadi is being disrobed, at that time she prays to Krishna for help. Now is this, or when say Durvasa Muni comes and asks for so much food which they can't provide, at that time she prays to Krishna. So is this, she's in danger. She's praying to Krishna at that time. Is this a material prayer or a spiritual prayer? So he says that, you know, that was not the basis of her relationship with Krishna. She was constantly devoted to Krishna, and naturally when there is danger, a devotee will turn towards Krishna. So when we say that there is contaminated or devotional service, or there is mixed devotional service, that means that actually the devotional service is largely dependent on the times when we are in trouble. Krishna, I am in trouble, help me, help me, help me. Krishna, no trouble is resolved, thank you, bye bye. So, if that is what is happening, that is not very good, that is not a very high standard of bhakti. But, if we are practicing sadhana bhakti steadily, within that, even in our material life, if something, some problems come up and they start troubling us, the whole purpose of bhakti is to get Krishna into our heart. Now, if an anxiety has filled our heart and we decide, I will not talk about this anxiety to Krishna, I will not pray about this anxiety to Krishna, then the anxiety is already in the heart, then how will Krishna enter the heart at all? That whatever prayers we offer, they will be very mechanical and superficial. In general, when we offer what is in our heart to Krishna, then we give that part of our heart to Krishna. Just like if we have a very serious problem, we just talk about a problem with someone and that person hears us. That itself creates a bond between us and that person. So like that, whenever, whatever is in our heart, we offer it to Krishna. Then by that we give a place to Krishna in our heart. Just like it is said that we should give charity to Krishna. What is the purpose of giving charity? Now, we want to offer our heart to Krishna, but right now our heart is attached to too many things. So when we can't offer our heart to Krishna, we offer what is in our heart to Krishna. And one thing that is in our heart is money. So when we offer money to Krishna, what happens by that? That part of our heart, we give Krishna a place in our heart. So similarly, it's not that we have to divorce our material life from the practice of bhakti. We shouldn't make our bhakti dependent only on the peaceful and happy arrangement of our material life. Yes, we want to practice bhakti irrespective of what is going on in our material life. But if there are ups and downs, surely we can pray. That is the first point. Second point is, sometimes as I said, devotees pray to Krishna but they are afraid. If Krishna doesn't fulfill my prayer, then my faith will get disturbed. So better not pray only. But, Rupa Goswami explains Vandanam, prayer, in a significantly different way from what is the normal understanding of prayer. Or not just normal, if you see the Bhagavatam itself, often prayer is thought of as, you know, we praise God and then we ask something from Him. That is fine, that is one way of praying. But, if you see the Govindam Adi Purusham prayers, the whole Brahma Samhita prayers which are there, Brahmaji is not asking for anything in those prayers. It's simply glorification. And among the nine limbs of bhakti that Rupa Goswami talks about, he talks about bhakti, about vandanam, about prayer as one of the limbs of bhakti. Now, if we see shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, vandanam, like this. Now, after we do shravanam, do we expect any result? After we do kirtanam, after we do smaranam, we don't expect any result. So, the Bhagavatam tells us that we should do shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam for developing our relationship with Krishna. Similarly, we pray vandanam for developing our relationship with Krishna. So, it's irrespective of whether whatever we pray for is God or not. Irrespective of that, just by praying, our relationship with Krishna will develop. And that is actually a far more enduring result than the solution of the specific problem that we might be having. Yes, that problem may be also solved by Krishna's mercy. But the important thing is, if we understand that praying, the activity of praying needn't be left on whether a particular prayer is fulfilled or not. Prayer is a way we connect with Krishna. And that connection is not meant for giving something in return. If we get something, that's well and good. Even if we don't get something, still we are getting the connection. So just as Shravana Smarana Vandana connect us with Krishna, Shravana Smarana Kirtana connect us with Krishna. Similarly, Vandana also connects us with Krishna. And when we see prayer in that way, that prayer is something for connecting with Krishna, a whole inner universe will open for us. Because a whole inner universe where we can actually be, it's advanced stage, but still it's not impossibly advanced stage, that we can actually have a our mind is always passing comments about things. You know, as soon as we see someone going along, this person's dress is old, or this person is like this, this person is like that. Our mind keeps passing comments continuously. So, once we develop that habit of praying to Krishna, whatever the mind starts thinking negatively about, we can convert that into a prayer. We hear some verses in scripture, then we can convert that into a prayer. Krishna, help me get realization of this verse. So, actually speaking, if you just remove prayer from its presumed purpose of getting a result. Now, when we think that purpose of prayer is to get a result, then we limit the scope of prayer. So, when we remove that restricted purpose and see prayer as a means of connecting with Krishna, then our whole conception of bhakti and our whole experience of bhakti can expand. So that, what to speak of, only when we are in front of the deities, even when we are not in front of the deities, we can be praying to Krishna who is always there in our heart with us. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.